From KERA Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 2nd of January, so happy New Year's to everybody, and welcome to the first Anything show of 2015. We'll be taking your questions and answers this hour. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372, or you can email your questions and answers to us at anything@kera.org. We've got a couple of questions that have come in to the Anything inbox, so let's get started there. We heard from Arno, who says, I'm a high school student working on a photography assignment. My question is, does anybody know where I can cheaply find animal costumes? Specifically, a tiger, lion, or polar bear costume. I'm working on a low-level budget, so the cheaper the better, preferably in the Dallas area. If you've got an answer to that question, anything@kera.org. Or again, 800-933-5372. We also heard from Mason in Dallas, who says, I've been trying to find out what time the trains run in my neighborhood. I live in Little Forest Hills in Dallas, and I couldn't figure out if this information is public. I can't find any info online. We also heard from Christy, who says, it's great that the Cowboys are finally in the playoff picture again. So great that one of our local high school bands has been asked to perform the halftime show. Since we won't be going to the game, are you aware of how to watch the game from home, streaming it on the internet or perhaps a radio station? I think what Christy is asking is the actual feed from the game. Obviously, the game will be on television, but they tend to break away during the halftime show. So I think Christy's looking for a direct feed to the game. She says any direction would be great, as we don't want to miss this one. Understandable. If you've got an answer to those questions, again, 800-933-5372, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. And before we get too deep into the show, I also wanted to let you know about a nice little feature that was written up about the Anything show in the Lakewood Advocate by Patty Vinson. You might have seen that if you get the Advocate on your doorstep. It was a nice feature about the show and our regular host, Jeff Whittington. You can take a look at that at lakewood.advocatemag.com. Again, that's lakewood.advocatemag.com, or you can get to it the way I got to it, which was just by Googling Lakewood Advocate. Anyway, nice little write-up on the show, and thanks a lot to Patty. Let's see. Let's go to the phones now and talk to Richard in Dallas. Richard, thanks for calling.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I'm glad I made it. I didn't know if I was going to make it or not.
Well, we both did. What's your question today, Richard?
I met a young woman from Germany a few years ago in the United States, and I would have never known she was from Germany. She told me there are different dialects of German.
Okay.
She said, like, if the German they speak in Austria, she said if they didn't speak High German, she couldn't understand.
Okay.
She could not understand. My question is the differences, there are 34 different dialects of German.
Wow, okay.
I did research on it, and I guess I'm crazy, I don't know. But anyway, how do they communicate? What I'm trying to say is, are the differences just minor, and they can understand each other, or is it like different languages? And if that's true, how do they communicate today?
Okay.
And how did the armies communicate, like during the war? How did they communicate with themselves?
Hey, good questions. We'll see if we can get an answer for you. Okay.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Richard. All right, 800-933-5372, if you've got the answer to that question. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Will in Dallas. Will, thanks for calling Anything.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Hey, great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. My question was about this new ordinance about grocery bags in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering a few things. One, is it the city of Dallas or is it Dallas County?
Okay.
Two, I think it's 10 cents per bag, and does that revenue, is that purely tax revenue, or does that also go to the stores? Which I was also thinking, doesn't that kind of give them incentive to say, I only put two items in this bag, let's get another bag,
Yeah.
Sells a little extra money.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the second part of your question. On the first part, it is the city of Dallas. That was something that went through
the county.
Yeah,
okay.
That's something that went through the Dallas City Council. But
interesting
question. I've wondered that too about where the revenue, from that little charge on the bags, where that's going. So we'll see if we can get an answer for you. Okay.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Will. 800-933-5372 or online at anything at kera.org. We had another question into the inbox from Cheryl in South Lake, who says, 11 or 12 years ago, I heard of a book by a bull rider who changed his life by visualizing his success. He was about to quit bull riding and rodeoing until he made this change, and I can't remember for the life of me the name of this book. Does anyone happen to know? I think it may be pretty old, but I'd love to read it again. If that rings a bell to anybody, let us know at anything@kera.org. Or give us a call at 800-933-5372. And along those lines, you know, I was thinking about the Anything Show since we've had a week or two off here. And, you know, it might be nice to hear about some of your favorite life hacks. The show, if nothing else, is a conduit for ways that, you know, we've had ways to fix common problems with uncommon ways. Think of it as maybe like hints from Heloise for the 21st century. If you've got a favorite life hack or a tip that you could pass along to let people take care of simple problems that maybe they haven't thought of, hey, pass those along to us and we can share them with our listeners at 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org. Let's go to the phones and get an answer. Let's see. Let's talk to Tarek in Coppell. Tarek, thanks for calling the show.
Hello, I have an answer regarding the caller asking about the German dialect.
Right, yeah. So what do you know on that?
Well, I actually, my mother is from Germany, born and raised there, so I grew up speaking German. She is from Bremen, which is in the far northern, northwestern section of Germany.
Okay.
And I remember going there as a kid and still going there every so often, every couple of years. And for the most part, you can understand anyone who speaks German. The difference is really in the accents and kind of the word choice and grammar and things like that. For example, we were watching a Bavarian movie, which is in the South. Mm-hmm. It was a bit difficult to understand, but we could still kind of get the gist of it. So German is, you can still understand it no matter where you're from, but sometimes it can get a bit tricky.
So if you ran into somebody that was speaking to you in German, could you kind of tell where, what part of the country they might be from?
Very easily, yes. I had a friend in high school from Austria, and when we first met, I knew instantly that he was Austrian, and he knew instantly that I was from North Germany, just by the way we spoke German.
Well, before we let you go, you want to wish everybody Happy New Year in German?
Ja, ich wünsche alle ein frohes neues Jahr.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's get one more call on the dialect question. Let's talk to Charles in Garland. Charles, thanks for calling.
Germany.
Hello, Charles. Hello, Charles. You got us? All right. Well, maybe we'll go back to Charles here in a second. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Adele in May Pearl. Adele, thanks for calling anything.
Yes, I have a quick question.
Okay.
I need to find out the source for finding out who owns a new cell phone tower recently built near May Pearl.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit what you're looking for as far as you interested in knowing that?
Who owns the tower? Is it AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, that sort of question?
Okay.
I don't know how to find out.
Okay.
But I've asked the local AT&T and Verizon reps, and they don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And let's go once more to talk to Sydney in Dallas. Sydney, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. I think I might at least have a partial answer for the person who called asking about the train schedule running through Little Forest Hills.
Hey, we'll take partial.
Okay, that sounds good. So I actually had the exact same question. I just moved next door into Forest Hills, and before we bought, that was a huge concern for us. So we contacted everyone we could and really couldn't get much of an answer. But we did talk to the dispatch station at the Central Train Station in Garland, and they said, unfortunately, due to security reasons, they wouldn't be able to disclose a schedule and that, in fact, the trains don't necessarily run on a schedule. They just run when they're full. So I apologize. That's not much of an answer, but that was the best that we could get.
No, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of the security element to that, but I guess you could kind of put the pieces together about why that might be a concern.
Right.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the insight, Sydney.
All right. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
And let's see, once more to talk to Josh in Fort Worth. Josh, thanks for calling anything.
Yeah, I was just calling with an answer on a gentleman who asked about if any revenue of the bags were going toward the stores.
This is the 5 cent from, 5 cent per bag thing that kicked in this year.
Right, right.
Okay.
From my understanding, 10% of the revenue is going toward stores themselves. I work at a grocery store that actually is taking part in that. But they actually had a little story on the news about that this morning, and they were saying there as well that 10% was going toward the store.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the insight.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care, Josh. Thanks. Going back to the anything inbox, Danny says we had a caller, or excuse me, an emailer that was asking about how to watch the actual stream of the Cowboys game. I think this person was wanting to check out the halftime show and the band that's going to be performing. And Danny says the Cowboys official website streams their games. I'm not sure if they're taking the network feed or if that's an actual feed that the Cowboys are providing, but you might try that out. I believe that's just DallasCowboys.com. And then we have a question from Mallory in Oak Cliff that says, was there any art made in the 60s in Dallas after JFK's assassination that references the City of Hate designation? Was hoping there was some kind of work that highlighted a kinder Dallas or its counterculture from that time. Want to know a different side of Dallas in the 60s. So that's from Mallory in Oak Cliff. If you can, if you have an answer to her question, shoot us an email at anything@kera.org or give us a call at 800-933-5372. Let's go once more to the phone to talk to Eric in Denton. Eric, thanks for calling.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Cool.
I had the answer to someone had asked about the costume, the giraffe and animal costume.
Yeah, looking for animal costumes for a photography project, I believe.
Right. I'm not exactly sure if they have it, but I do know one of the greatest costume shops in Dallas is called Rose's Costume Shops, and they do, it's in, actually it's in Denton. Oddly enough, it's in the weirdest place that you'll ever find it, but once you go in there, you'll be amazed at all the things that they have. They do a lot of the theater costumes in Dallas, too.
Okay.
And all of them are super nice, so if he just wants to call up there and see if they have any. I know they make them, too. I know he said he was on a budget, but that's the one place that I know. And then there's also a few prop shops in Dallas that he could probably call as well.
Okay. One more time, what was the name of that Denton shop?
Rose's Costume Shop.
Okay. And you know offhand, like, around where that is in Denton?
Yeah. You can actually just go down 35 north all the way past Denton a little bit. It's like a mile or two, and it'll be on your right side on 35.
Okay, so it's right off the highway.
It's kind of like in a shopping center, but yeah, it's in the weirdest place, but once you go in there, it's really one of the coolest costume shops I've ever been to.
Cool. Hey, we'll have to check it out. Thanks for the answer.
Sure, no problem.
All right. 800-933-5372 if you've got additional answers for the costume question. Going back to the inbox, we have a question about gift cards from Gray in Fort Worth, who wants to know, is there a website where you can sell gift cards for cash under the table? I guess somebody got a gift card to a place that they're not so interested in spending it. If you've got the answer to that question or any of the ones that we've been talking about, you can give us a call at 800-933-5372, or if it's easier for you, feel free to shoot us an email to the show at anything@kera.org. We'll be back with more of your questions and answers in just a bit. It's anything you ever wanted to know. I am Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington, who I believe will be back next Friday. We're taking your questions and answers today, though. If you've got either one of those that you'd like to pass along, the phone number is 800-933-5372, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. Let's get another answer to the German dialect question. Charles, thanks for calling anything.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Hey, I'm actually German. I've been over here for 25, 30 years now, but I would disagree slightly with the caller earlier. I always tell people if you have a Southern German redneck and a Northern German redneck and they speak in their dialect, they will not understand each other. That's how different they are.
Hmm.
And there's a flat German in the northwest of Germany, right next to the Netherlands, where they speak what's called Plattdeutsch or flat German. It's actually, it's more like a mixture of English and German, and completely different than any other dialect inside Germany.
So, okay.
But most everybody can step it down from their dialect and come closer to the High German they were talking about. So
okay.
if they do need to talk to somebody, I mean, they speak both. You know, they speak their extreme dialect, but then they also can tone it down and speak more German, you know?
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, good to know. Thanks, Charles.
Yeah, hey, right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hey, take care. A couple of questions that have come in to the inbox. Let's see. We got a question from, I don't know who asks, whatever happened to the trend from a few years ago where it seemed like take-and-bake pizza places were popping up everywhere? My two questions are, is there one in the North Dallas Addison area? And which is the best, freshest ingredients in the DFW area? If you've got the answer to that question, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Let's also, we got a question from Larry who says, my wife just bought me a new iPod Touch. I have more than 10,000 songs on my old desktop, and I do mean old. I'm attempting to transfer the songs to my new device, but I keep getting the iTunes error 54 cannot sync iPod. Does anyone know what this means or what I should do? If you have a little tech insight and would like to help Larry out, how about shoot us an email at anything@kera.org? And let's see, one more question about barbecue. This is from Turtle, who says, I was hoping someone would be able to tell us what happened to the barbecue place in Hickory Creek right off of 35. I'm not sure what the name of it was. We always called it Pig Barbecue because they had a huge pig-shaped smoker out front. It's been there for more than 20 years that I know of, and the pig has gone through many paint jobs. It was pink for a while, then black lately. It was black and white spotted. Well, over the holiday, we drove home through Denton and noticed the pig smoker is gone, and it looks like the building is boarded up. Have they closed? It was always a favorite place to stop and eat once we got into Texas from a long trip out of state. It'll be a shame if it's gone after so many years. If you know what happened, give us a call at 800-933-5372. And let's go back to the phones and get one more answer to that dialect question. Sean in Grapevine, thanks for calling anything.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, so I'm actually a student of Germany, of German language at TCU, and I wanted to offer some insight on it. So despite there being a bunch of different dialects in Germany, they do actually also teach High German or Standard German in all schools, and all the news outlets and TV stations and government forums and whatnot are all in High German.
Hmm.
So despite there being a difference in dialect that are very different from each other, they are able to communicate that way through the standard High German.
Okay. So it sounds like there's a kind of a baseline that everybody more or less understands, and then slight variations from there depending on where you live, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. They also teach it in school, so kids in Germany actually learn High German as well as their home dialect in those places.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thanks for the insight.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Leslie in Dallas. Leslie, thanks for calling anything.
Hi, hey. I have an answer, actually, about the caller who had a question for the unwanted gift card.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dallas Morning News had a post the other day that United Market Street grocery stores had a program where you could exchange those for cash or store credit. And other businesses like Walmart and GameStop are also running similar programs. And there's a website, cardcash.com, where you can get more information as well.
Do you know if they give you a straight, like, a one-for-one exchange, or are they taking some cut of your card? Do you know how that works?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. If you just Google the gift card exchange for Market Street,
okay,
the article from DallasNews.com will be the first link, and you can probably find more information there.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the tip.
You're welcome.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. We also got a message into the inbox about the gift card exchange. It says there's a website called cardapool.com. That was from Jennifer. So thanks very much, Jennifer. And you might remember earlier we were talking about the bag fee that went into effect in the city of Dallas this year. Greg in Dallas writes to say that 4 cents goes to the city while 1 cent goes to the merchant. Since bags are a major expense, merchants love this incentive for consumers to bring their own bags instead of us buying them. So thanks a lot, Greg. Let's see. Let's go back to the phones and get one more answer on the bags. Let's go and talk to Susan in Dallas. Susan, thanks for calling anything.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
I have the bag question. I happen to be working this morning at a retail, and the code inspector came in to find out if we work in compliance with the new bag law. And part of what you have to have, you know, the guy was kind of worried about us, you know, people not knowing, but it's required that it be posted for people to see that, you know, this is in effect and that there is a charge for them and that, you know, they need to try and bring their own bags if possible. So it's in English and in Spanish, mm-hmm. and so they are out checking to make sure that everybody's in compliance.
So just anecdotally, the people who have come into the store, have you gotten the sense that people know about the new restriction?
Well, I know that the store I work for has a sign posted on the front door as you come in, and then there's also signs posted on the register, or at the register, to inform them of the ordinance.
Mm-hmm. So have you gotten any grief yet from customers about it?
No, I know we've been telling people, you know, for the last week that this was coming, so hopefully they're prepared for it. We also only have paper bags now rather than plastic, and the code inspector was saying that you can still use the plastic bags, but they have to be a certain, I guess they have to be a certain size or certain thickness. They can't be, you know, over a certain, yeah, so you have to be able, they have to be able to see, check the bag and make sure it falls within the compliance of what the new code states.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the insight.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. 800-933-5372 or shoot us an email at anything@kera.org. Another question in from the inbox about the art at Cowboy Stadium. It's from Florence and Keller, who says, what's the deal with the art gallery at Cowboy Stadium? Who put it there and what art is featured? I think I can partially answer that for you, Florence. That collection is curated by Jean Jones, the wife of Jerry Jones and co-owner of the Cowboys. As far as how they figure out what's featured in there, I really don't know. It's actually kind of a mix of, there actually are a few local artists in there, but there are a number of significant national and international artists, and the art's featured all across the stadium. It really is pretty cool if you have a chance to walk around the stadium for a little bit. I guess you have to find an event to go to, but as far as checking out the art, once you're in the stadium, it's all over the place. All you got to do is just look around. Let's see if we can get an answer to our barbecue question from earlier. We're talking to Connie in Irving. Connie, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm in Irving today where I work, but I live up there in Corinth, and the Hickory Creek Barbecue is what he's talking about right there on the highway just before you get to the bridge over Lake Louisville.
Uh-huh.
They're building a new bridge, and
okay.
So they have acquired a lot of property there on the west side of 35, and that location was in the way, and so they were losing that property. They were going to relocate somewhere over into Lake Dallas, but I haven't seen, you know, if they've moved yet. I did see that they had shut down. I'm missing, too, because that's the best barbecue around.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Connie.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's get one more answer to that question, see if it lines up. David in Carrollton, thanks for calling anything.
They have relocated. They're off of Lake Dallas Road on the east side of 35 now.
Oh, good news.
I've seen the pig smoker out front.
And are they open? And
I don't know if they're open yet or not.
Okay, well, maybe if somebody has driven by there, they can let us know. Thanks for calling, David.
Thank you.
All right. And let's go back to the phones and talk to Howard in Caddo Mills. Howard, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I got an answer for the cell tower
issue. Yeah, we were trying to figure out who owns cell towers.
Yes, sir. I had an issue with a cell reception one time, and I went to my nearest local cell tower. I actually drove up and looked at the gate. And on the gate, you should find the information for the site address, the owner of the site, who leases the site, what telephone company is using that cell tower site, the FCC ID. I called up the service provider and gave the gal on the phone the actual FCC ID, and just about blew her socks off that I knew that much about, you know, their equipment. So, yeah, you can find all that information on the gate posted at the cell site.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the tip. Appreciate it. Back to the inbox. We got some other responses to that question. Musa says, for the caller who wondered who might own the cellular tower in her neighborhood, most U.S. cell towers are owned by a company called American Tower Corporation. And another response also was that for the caller who wondered if there was a secondary market for gift cards, Walmart started a program where they will buy gift cards from other retailers, although it may be at a discount. And Linda also chimes in on the gift card question and says that Texas has a gift card law. You can get a check or cash refund for the full amount of your gift card. Most businesses will give you cash on the spot if it's $10 or less. The rest will mail a check. Interesting. Did not know that. And Mathis writes in about the question about having trouble syncing music to iPod. It says, the person seeking the iPod cannot go backwards from the operating system from new to old. He's better off using a large thumb drive to transfer files to a newer machine running a compatible operating system. Interesting. Thanks so much. If you've got more answers or questions, we'd love to hear from you at 800-933-5372 or shoot us an email to anything@kera.org. Let's check in with Janet in Dallas. Janet, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to know if there is anybody who can fabricate plastic for me. I have a gadget that I need fabricated, so if at all there's anybody out there, I need a prototype where I can produce many of that so that I can be able to use it for something that I need to do. So if somebody can fabricate a plastic for me.
Okay. Can you describe the project a little bit that you're trying to do?
It's kind of something that I need to produce, and it is a plastic whereby it has compartments, and it can go round whereby you cannot take it back, and it's like a disposal.
Okay.
It's a small gadget. It's a disposal gadget. So once I make that, I explain to the person I need for them to make for me a prototype where I can take it somewhere else, or they can produce a lot of it for selling.
Got it. Okay. Well, hey, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. And let's go to Julia in Lake Dallas. Julia, thanks for calling.
Yes, Chase and Tail Barbecue is not open yet, but I'm sitting next to their van in front of their business. The phone number is 940-321-0524, and it's www.chasintailbarbecue.com, so you can contact them to see when they're going to be open.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the reconnaissance work there.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Julie.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Let's go one more time to the phones and talk to Don in Fort Worth. Don, thanks for calling anything.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I have a question about the practice of people pinning money to their chest on their birthday. I'm not from Texas, but I got here as fast as I could. And I've never seen that practice until I moved down here. And I was just wondering if anyone could tell me the origin or where it started, how it came to be a thing.
Where have you seen that?
Oh, I'm a school teacher. I see it with my students all the time. I've seen it, people, you know, working in stores, just everywhere. Anytime someone's got a birthday, I see a bunch of money pinned to their chest.
I'll have to remember that. Maybe I'll start that tradition in my household when my birthday rolls around. Sounds like a good one to
me. If I had enough money, I'd do it too, but I just think there was better things I could do with it than pin it to my clothes.
Well, it's a way to not spend it, I guess, if you have to keep a pin to your shirt, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
So I was just wondering if anyone knew anything about it.
Well, Don, we'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right,
happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. 800-933-5372 if you've got the answer to Don's question. We were still looking for answers, more information about the art gallery at Cowboy Stadium. As far as I think we were wanting to know just like how does the art get chosen and whose job is that to I know, again, that's a project that Gene Jones has taken on, but I'm sure that there are probably more information out there about how it's curated and how they choose the artists. And if anybody's got any insight into that, we'd love to hear from you. We were also looking for your life hacks today. This is something I've been particularly interested in because it kind of is like what we do here on our show. I'll tell you what, I'll give you one that I used recently that kind of blew my mind, and it was for making grilled cheese sandwiches with your toaster. And the tip that was passed along to me that works very well is if you take your toaster and lie it on its side, and you know, you take your two pieces of bread and put the cheese obviously on top and slide them in there sideways, and hit the button for the toast. When they fire out sideways, your toast is toasted and your cheese is melted. Slap your two pieces of bread together, and you are good to go. That is a hack that will change your life. If you've got additional ones that you'd like to pass along, you know, we're all about passing along tips for an easier and better life here on the Anything Show. I think we've got time to take one more quick call. Let's talk to Brent in Dallas. Brent, thanks for calling.
Well, I do have a tip. Okay. Now that we have this 5-cent bag law, these bags are terrible for the environment anyway. I'd like to encourage everyone to remind the grocery stores that they currently have to pay to have their cardboard boxes taken away, and instead give these cardboard boxes to us. We can use them for our groceries, and then we can use them for whatever we want to around our home, whether it be for storage or I'd burn them for heat even.
Hey, that sounds like a win-win.
I think so. All right. Pass it along. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much, Brent.
Bye-bye.
If you've got a tip that you'd like to pass along, or you got a question or answer to one of the questions that we featured today on the show, give us a shout at 800-933-5372 or send us an email to anything@kera.org. We'll be back in just a minute. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Stephen Becker, and this week for Jeff Whittington, we're taking your questions and answers today at 800-933-5372, or you can email the show at anything@kera.org. We also put out the call earlier for your favorite life hacks, and which I guess is just a fancy way of saying updated hints from Heloise if you want to be real about it. And I got one more quick one to pass along to you that I can promise you actually works because I did it, and that is the if you drop your phone in water or you happen to get it wet, mine got wet out in the rain, and the trick about putting it in a bag of rice actually does work. The rice draws the moisture back out from the phone. It was kind of a miracle. I was pretty blown away that it worked, but I have a hack for that hack, and that is if you're going to do that trick, don't use short grain rice as I did, because wouldn't you know it, a short grain, tiny piece of rice actually got stuck inside the little outlet for my power cord. So that took some work to get that out of. I'm assuming all rice would work the same. So a little tip from me to you if you run into that same iPhone problem. Let's go to the phone and talk to Drew in Louisville. Drew, thanks for calling Anything.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, great. Do you have
an answer
for us,
though? About the pinning the money to the chest.
Oh, right.
It's I believe it's for their birthdays, and it's not showing off how much money they have. It's someone asking for money. So it's basically you give the person a dollar every time you see them for their birthday.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, I really don't know if it's a cultural thing, but I know I've noticed it with black people a lot, or in the black community, so it might be a cultural thing. It might be just, hey, give me some cash, you know.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the tip. Appreciate it,
Drew. Yeah, no problem.
All right. Let's get another answer to that question. Let's talk to Katrina in Trophy Club.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey.
How are you? I love your show.
I'm doing great. Thanks so much, and thanks for calling. You have another answer for us
about
the money
thing? I heard this question, and I said, I know the answer to this.
All right. This is
she is a groovy aunt, and we were talking about this the other night. The cultural reference is we're Texans, but we go way back to Mexico too. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm first generation American, but it's mostly on my Mexican side of the family, not the Cuban side. But the notion is basically like bidding someone good cheer, good fortune for their upcoming year. You know, think of it as a kind of like a paying it forward. Mm-hmm. So something like the older ones we do for the younger ones. It's just kind of like, who doesn't like a little extra cash, you know? Like money makes the world go around.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the clarification.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And we got one more from the inbox that kind of goes along with that last caller who says that, this is from JF, who says that they attended a wedding in Mexico and people pinned cash to the bride's gown when they danced with her at the reception. I've seen it again after, but cannot remember anything about the occasion. So maybe that's a similar custom. Let's see. Let's get one more answer to that question. Let's talk to Thomas in Longview. Thomas, thanks for calling anything.
Oh, yes, hello.
Hey.
And, I'm from Texas, of course, and still live here. I've seen the pin the money on the chest, you know, for the birthday thing, mostly in restaurants and, for the waitresses and bars, you know, waitresses and bartenders and so forth. I guess that tells you a little bit about where I've spent my life, but... Anyway, it seems to be a tradition that I've noticed in the last 15 years or so. And topless bars, they would do it too, but the thing is, there's not much to pin on the chest there.
Yeah, I guess that makes it difficult, doesn't it?
But the DJ will let you know that it's their birthday. But anyway, I think it's just the people just advocating it's my birthday, and who wouldn't give them another buck? You know, and I think it's a pretty neat tradition. But yes, I've seen it for the last 15 years in restaurants and bars.
Okay, well, hey, Thomas, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's see. Let's stick with the phones and talk to Alyssa in Dallas. Alyssa, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on?
You are
yes.
on.
I make the grilled cheese toaster sandwiches too, but I'm always afraid that I'm going to start a fire by putting the cheese in. So I grill the bread, and when it's toasted on both sides, I put a piece of cheese on both sides and pop it in the microwave for about 10 seconds, which is enough to melt the cheese, and then I mash it together
and
put a pat of butter on the outside of the toast.
And you don't end up with mushy grilled cheese that way?
No, not at all.
Huh.
The cheese, if you just put it in for about 10 seconds, the cheese just gets hot, and then you can just push it together. The toast stays real crunchy.
Okay.
And so it works out really good, and you don't have to worry about starting your toaster on fire.
Well, hey, thanks for the tip. I think with this dreary weather out there, it's kind of grilled cheese weather, if you ask me.
Yes,
so.
And I've been doing the grilled cheese thing, so when I didn't know anyone else did it like that. So.
Hey, well, I guess great minds think alike, right?
Okay.
All right.
Well, enjoy.
Okay, thanks for calling,
okay.
Alyssa.
Okay, bye.
One more question from the inbox this week, getting back to the bag question. Donna wants to know, is anyone in Dallas still taking the bags back for recycle? She says that Kroger and Albertsons are no longer taking them back. So if you've got bags, I guess at a certain point there won't be any more of these bags left. But if you have bags and you're looking to recycle them, or maybe you've had success recycling them, if you could let us know where you can take them to be recycled, Donna would appreciate it. You can let us know at 800-933-5372. Or shoot us an email over to anything@kera.org. But let's go back to the phones. Dennis in Fort Worth. Dennis, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I
sure.
love your show, and
oh,
Happy
thanks.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I have a question about the Chisholm Trail Turnpike, some of the decorations that they have. I think that they're decorations anyway. Down the median, periodically you'll see a cylindrical monolith, maybe about 12 feet tall, and it's decorated with some sort of an aquatic motif. Can't really tell because it's circular and it looks like it's not very large in diameter, so you can't really see anything to speak of. And they are topped with like a funnel on one of them, some buckets on another one, and again, I don't know what's on the rest. I haven't seen all of them. But anyway, if it's art, it could have been realized better, I think. But I don't want to be a critic, because I couldn't have probably done any better than that. But anyway, just curious as to what is the purpose of these things. If it's art, it's not working very well.
Okay.
If it's maybe it's a cell phone tower or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, we'll see if we can. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. We'll see if we can get an answer for you, okay?
Thanks so much. Hey,
thanks for calling. Let's go back to the phone to talk to Doris and Irving. Doris, thanks for calling. Anything?
Yes. Happy New Year, Mr. Becker.
Happy New Year to
and,
you.
I need some help. I'm living in Valley Ranch, Irving, of course, and I have a problem with stray cats, and a mother cat dropped two kittens off 6 months ago, and they're loose, but I do feed them. I shouldn't. I've called the animal rescue. No, they say you have to bring them. Well, I'm 83 and don't drive very far from here, so I wouldn't even know how to get there anyway. And
okay.
And my problem is that this same mother turned up with another four kittens. They're about 2 months old now. There's six cats around my house, and I'm wondering if there's any organization, anybody that could help me, I mean, help collect these cats. They're not afraid of me now, but they're terrified of cars and people. And they do live in a house that's being condemned here in this gated community I'm living in Valley Ranch. So I need help. If there's anybody, please, out there that can tell me
so the
who to contact.
The mother is having these kittens and dropping them back by your place?
Yeah, well, she comes with them. You know, I used to feed the birds, and she brought the other older kitten cats that are two beautiful male cats, and there'll be some trouble because they're 6 months old now. Yeah, I'm in my situation.
Wow.
So is there anybody I can, apart from the animal rescue, they said bring them. Well, I can't. I don't know, you know, how to do that. I'm on my own here. So I do need a tip from anybody. I'd be so grateful.
Okay. Well, hey, Doris, thanks for calling. We've got
Thank
a couple
so
more minutes left
indeed.
Of the show, and we'll see if we can find an answer
Thank
for
you.
Okay?
I do appreciate that.
Okay.
Wonderful
take care.
Show.
Thank you.
You.
So
bye
much.
Bye.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to Lynn in Carrollton. Lynn, thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I don't have a question or an answer, but I love life hacks.
Okay.
And this one is just too awesome. I'm sure you may have heard it, but I found it this summer for an ear of corn.
Okay.
And you do one ear at a time. You cut off the stem end. You leave the whole husk on and everything.
Okay.
You cut off the stem end, put it in the microwave for 4 minutes for an ear of corn. Then you take it out, let it cool for a minute. And then the silk end, you squeeze it like toothpaste tube. And the cob, the corn comes out perfectly cooked and not one piece of silk on it.
Wow.
Maybe one piece.
Because that's the worst.
All the silk stays with the husk.
That's the trick. That's the worst part about, like fresh corn like that is great, but it takes forever to get all of that silk off.
Exactly. It changed my life, I swear. And I do it all the time in the summer. It's awesome.
Wow. Well, I'll have to write that one down because that
yep.
summer corn season is going to be here before you know it.
That's right.
Hey.
4 minutes, let it cool for 1 minute, squeeze it out like toothpaste.
Lynn, that is news you can use. Thanks so much for calling.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And let's stick with the food topic and talk to Ann in Dallas. Ann, thanks for calling anything.
Hi. I was calling about the cheese, grilled cheese in the toaster.
Uh-huh.
They actually have these toaster bags that you can buy at Sur La Table. They're on McKinney right off of Knox Street. And they're made, I think, in Sweden. And they're basically bags that you just put the toast in. You don't have to butter it or anything. You just put the bread in there with the cheese in between. And you just toast it like for, you know, your normal toasting time. And the bread comes out crunchy and the cheese comes out melted.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a good tip.
That's great.
All right. Thanks
I'm
for calling.
Saying. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. 800-933-5372 or anything at kera.org. Got a couple more minutes left in the show today. We got an answer from Paige about the pizza question from earlier. She says the person looking for a take-and-bake pizza place in Addison should check out Papa Murphy's at Midway Road. They have great pizza, and I think on Tuesdays they have every pizza for only $10. So thanks so much, Paige. And a quick question. We may not have time to get an answer, but we can throw it out there. Maybe we can get the answer next week if we don't get it today. This is from Janet, who says, I'm looking for a DFW area candle making factory or business where I could take my adult daughter on a tour for her birthday. So far, Google hasn't turned up anything interesting or else not in the DFW area. Does anyone have an idea? My daughter wants to learn how to make professional candles. If you've got an answer for Janet's question, maybe you can get in real quick today at 800-933-5372. Let's go to the phones and talk to Lois in Little Elm. Lois, thanks for calling.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about an organization called Kitty Co. Cat Rescue. They actually mostly spay and neuter. They give you the traps, and you trap them, and then they come back and get them to take them to spay and neuter them with a low-cost veterinarian somewhere. Anyway, it's a great organization. I don't know if they would come and personally help her, but I know the people in the organization are great. It's spelled K-I-T-T-I-C-O. I'm sorry I don't have a phone number for you.
Okay, well, hey, we could probably look that up. So, hey, thanks for the tip.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, see you later. And let's get another answer here from Greg in Fort Worth. Greg, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks. On the art questions, Cowboys Stadium, the art was selected by, or the Joneses were assisted by a panel of experts led by Michael Opping, the chief curator at the Museum of Modern Art in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the art there, with the exception of the Anish Kapoor on the outside in the pool, was commissioned specifically for the stadium, and it's considered one of the better collections of public art anywhere. They're extremely valuable and renowned artists, so kudos to Jerry Jones for that. The Chisholm Trail Parkway in Fort Worth is also public art. Fort Worth has a very progressive and thoughtful 2% for art on public projects. And the project the caller referred to, and indeed he is not a critic, is by Nori Sato. And each of those monuments reflects the animals that live in the Trinity River. And each one is placed where the highway crosses the river, to make you think about water and the course of the river as it existed before civilization and the highway. So I would submit that the piece has worked because it made the caller think.
Yeah,
and that's
interesting.
Part of the role of public art. So just wanted to put that in.
Hey, thanks for the clarification.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. See ya. Well, I think that's going to do it for another week. Our show today was produced by Lindsay Connect. Fiona Norton took your calls, and we had an assist from Celine Alba, our brand new intern. Thanks, Celine. Shelley Knavy engineered the show. Once again, I'm Stephen Becker in this week for Jeff Whittington. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next Friday.